Gaza hospital director killed in Israeli strike, Hamas-run health ministry says, date modified colon 2025-07-02T22:4833.350Z, description colon Dr. Marwan Sultan was killed along with several family members in a strike on his home, the health ministry says, comma dot. Gaza hospital director killed in Israeli strike, Hamas-run health ministry says, 1 hour ago, save, Mallory Monch BBC News, save, Gaza Ministry of Health, Dr. Marwan Sultan was the director of the Indonesian hospital in North Gaza, the director of Gaza's Indonesian hospital has been killed in an Israeli airstrike on his home in Gaza City along with several family members, the Hamas-run health ministry has said. The ministry said Dr. Marwan Sultan had a long career in medicine, and condemned this heinous crime against our medical cadres. The Israeli military said it had struck a key terrorist from Hamas in the Gaza City area and that claims uninvolved civilians were harmed as a result of the strike were being reviewed. Meanwhile, at least 5 people were killed and others injured, including children, in a strike on the Al-Mawasi safe zone, one of several other attacks reported by news agencies. The health ministry said Dr. Sultan's career was one of compassion during which he was a symbol of dedication, steadfastness and sincerity, during the most difficult circumstances and most trying moments experienced by our people under continuous aggression. Dr. Sultan was the director at the Indonesian hospital, declared out of service by the health ministry after what the UN later described as repeated Israeli attacks and sustained structural damage. The Israeli military had said it was fighting terrorist infrastructure sites in the area. There are now no functioning hospitals in the North Gaza Governorate, according to the UN. The health ministry accused the Israeli military of targeting medical and humanitarian teams. In its statement, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it regrets any harm to uninvolved individuals and operates to mitigate harm to them as much as possible. The IDF said Hamas systematically violates international law while using civilian infrastructure for terrorist activity and the civilian population as human shields. But Dr. Sultan's doctor's daughter, Lubna Al-Sultan, said an F-16 missile targeted his room exactly, right where he was, directly on him. All the rooms in the house were intact except for his room, which was hit by the missile. My father was martyred in it, she told the Associated Press. She said he was not affiliated with a movement or anything, he just fears for the patients he treats, throughout the war. Across Gaza, at least 139 people were killed by Israeli military operations in the 24 hours before midday on Wednesday, the health ministry said. In the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis, at least 5 people were killed and others, including children, wounded in an Israeli strike that hit a tent housing displaced people, news agencies reported. Family members of those killed said it hit at 12:40 local time, 22:40 BST, while they were sleeping. Tamam Abu Rizq told AFP the strike shook the place like an earthquake, and she went outside and found the tent on fire. The Al-Mawasi area was declared a safe zone by the Israeli military, as the UN says 80% of Gaza is either an Israeli military zone or under an evacuation order. They came here thinking it was a safe area and they were killed. What did they do? Maha Abu Rizq said. At the scene, surrounded by destruction and a jumble of personal items, one man held up a pack of nappies and asked, "Is this a weapon?" Footage recorded by AFP shows men alighting from a car in front of nearby Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis and rushing inside carrying blood-covered children in their arms. Inside the hospital, young children cry as doctors treat their wounds, Reuters, Palestinians inspect the damage at the site of a strike on a tent sheltering displaced people in Khan Yunis, women weep over the bodies of their relatives in funerals at the hospital and other AFP footage. Anyone of any religion must take action and say, enough. Stop this war. Ekram Al-Akraz, who lost several cousins in one of the strikes, said. In Gaza City, another 4 people from the same family were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a house, news agencies reported. The 4 people killed were Ahmed Iyad Zeno, his wife Ayat Zeno, and their daughters, Zara Zeno and Abida Zeno, according to Palestinian news outlet Wafa. The BBC has contacted the IDF for comment about the two incidents, Reuters, at Nasser Hospital, people grieve those killed in an overnight Israeli strike on a tent, Rachel Cummings, who is working in Gaza with Save the Children, told reporters that during wishing circles at the charity's child-friendly spaces, children have recently been wishing to die in order to be with their mother or father who has been killed, or to have food and water. As a heatwave spread across the UK and Europe this week, temperatures also topped 30°C in Gaza. Displaced people living in tents said they were struggling to stay cool without electricity and fans, and with little access to water. Rita Abu Hadaid told the Associated Press the heat is indescribable and her children cannot sleep. They cry all day until sunset, when the temperature drops a little, then they go to sleep, she said. When morning comes, they start crying again due to the heat. Israel has continued to bomb Gaza and control the entry and distribution of humanitarian aid as mediators meet to negotiate a potential ceasefire proposal. Hamas attacked Israel on October 7, 2023, killing around 1,200 people and taking 251 back to Gaza as hostages. Since then, Israel's military offensive in Gaza has killed more than 57,000 people, including more than 15,000 children, according to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry. Trump says Israel has agreed to conditions for 60-day Gaza ceasefire. Israeli strike on Gaza seafront cafe kills at least 20 Palestinians, witnesses and rescuers say. Gaza doctor whose 9 children were killed in Israeli strike dies from injuries. Middle East Israel-Gaza war.